Welcome to As You Wish, broadcasted live deep within the earth from a little wilderness town called Trout Lake, Washington, where the women are strong, the men are good-looking, and the children, well, most of them have been abducted. UFO and Paranormal Central, a cryptozoologist's dream. Thanks for joining us. James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We thought we'd do a little different intro. That's an old intro that we did a long time ago, but the person playing the background music there, Frank, is with us here at the show. So he's back at the ranch right now. We're doing a live broadcast from the USETI conference building, and we have a great crew of people. We've had some pretty amazing sightings, which we're going to get into. And a few other things. I don't have a guest tonight because people wanted me to comment on, you know, what's happening on the planet. So I was going to do a little monologue first and talk a little bit about what's happening and then bring in some of the witnesses. And we've had some great ships fly over and some really incredible witnesses that have seen these ships and some other pretty, let's say, high strangers, you might say, that's been happening. You know, I want to, everybody, if you can say a little prayer out to my mom. She had a mild heart attack and she's in the hospital right now, so she could use a little healing energy sent to her. Don't worry, the higher beings know where to send it, so just go ahead and say a little prayer out for her. We're also having, it's the birthday weekend. Unfortunately, it's my birthday, but how many other people are having birthdays this weekend in here? We've got, wow, 1, 2, 3... like four or five people. They're all having birthdays. I'd sing happy birthday, but I'm not. but anyway, you know, really, you think about the birthday ceremony, you know, you put all these candles out, which reaffirms how old you are, and then you light them, and then you blow your light out. Now, who created that? Who created that ceremony? Come on, it's like all these ceremonies, when you really look into them, you're going, wait a second, you know, it's like you know, blowing out your light. You know, the more candles you are, less light you got, and pretty soon you can't even blow out the candles. But but anyway, we're not going to be celebrating those anymore. So it wasn't my idea to do this, but we are doing it. Last year they did a birthday celebration. They did This Is Your Life and had people from all the world talking about what a wonderful guy I am, which bored the crap out of me and was very embarrassing. And it's the last thing I ever want to do. I don't like talking about myself. And last thing I want to sit up on stage and have everybody for, you know, an hour doing kudos. You know, it's like, you know, I don't do it for the kudos. I do it because it's my sole purpose and I'm doing what I'm here to do, basically. So anyway, thanks for the support, but don't need the kudos. There's some other things I want to talk about on a little darker note. We need to cover this. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the archons and what's happening on the planet right now. And I've had so many people come to me, and especially in the counseling nowadays, and they've been asking me the same question, what is going on? It seems like everybody is losing their mind. People are acting possessed. Nothing's making sense. Everything is opposite. And you know, it's just total crazy making out there. And I just said, you know, welcome to the healing process. You know, it's like, welcome to the chaos. So the more the energy comes in, the more chaotic things you're going to get, the more things are going to be revealed. You're going to see, you know, things in opposites. The people you thought were the light workers are going to turn out to be, you know, pretty dark. People who are, you thought were wearing white hats are going to turn out to be wearing dark hats. And so everything is being exposed right now, and the only thing I say is by their fruit you'll know them. Forget about what the press is saying, especially CNN, MSN, those guys. Those guys are Project Mockingbird, and they're there to control the masses. But, you know, if you take what they say and reverse it, then you have the news. If you want the truth, just reverse everything they say, and then you'll have the news. So a lot of people accuse me of being a Republican. I'm not a Republican. I really believe the right wing and the left wing is the same bird. You've got good people on both sides, you know, of the fence, and you've got some people there that are old timers, and they're deep state, and they're on both sides. But lately, the stuff I've been seeing now is so insane. The facts are all coming out, and the people trying to dissuade people and disassociate from the facts and spin these things, they can't spin them anymore because they're just in your face. They're undeniable. And it's all coming out. You know, you've got the memos, you've got the FISA report coming out now. You've got these guys testifying before Congress. And if you really want to know what an Archon walk-in looks like, or what a person that's actually possessed by lower forms, spirits, demons, whatever you want to call them, watch those congressional meetings. It's unbelievable. You can see the people just disrupt. You see the guys trying to get to the truth and saying, what did happen? And you see the guys that are responsible for all the nonsense squirming. They won't answer questions. And you can see them start to shape shift, which is really interesting. And, you know, what I would say is, like, turn off the sound. Here's a good project for you. Turn off the sound and just watch. Watch the people, watch their faces, watch their mannerisms, and trust your own inner guidance on this one, because you'll see these expressions and these faces. You'll see the eyes go dark. You know, you'll see eyes turn red. You'll see all kinds of crazy things when you watch this. And so one thing about, I've noticed, like, there's a lot of people that are, they have human bodies, but they're not human. Something else is in there. And if you forget about the chatter, because Archons can't tell the truth, they just lie. And I'm dealing with some people one-on-one right now that are Archon walk-ins. And it's funny, everything they tell you is a lie. And then you go double check it and you find out that, and then you confront them on it, and it doesn't matter if you have all the facts and everything right there, they'll tell you 10 more lies. And they can't tell the truth. It's almost impossible for them, unless it fits their agenda. But you're gonna see that more and more now. And so it's gonna come out on every level. You're seeing it in the political arena right now. You're gonna see it in the religious institutions, all the major institutions. You're gonna be seeing this all unfolding and people being exposed. And the higher you go up the ladder of power and wealth, unfortunately, it gets darker and darker as you get to the top. There are some good people in there. Luckily, at the very top, there's some good people that are here to change this, which turns into the RV and the humanitarian funds and things like that. That is, I just got an email today, a really good email that said that the treasury notes are being backed now. The gold's there. Everything's ready to be signed. Most of it's signed up. Everything's in place. And everything is front loaded. So when the notes come out, then the rest of the stuff is going to happen. So the whole time I've told people that they're not going to release these funds until they're like Luciferian, satanic worshiping, child sacrificing pedophiles, until these guys are taken out or they're locked up. Their funds are seized and they're locked up. They're not going to release trillions of dollars into the hands of these people. And they're heavily invested in a lot of these reevaluation things and stuff like that. So that's around the corner. That is coming. It's slow in coming. We thought it'd be happening sooner than this, but I keep telling people that have given false starts and saying, you know, next Tuesday, everybody hears next Tuesday. And, you know, I talked to the top people on this and they said, nope, it's not done yet. It's not ready yet. It's not ready yet. So I think these people mean well, but their information they're getting is not coming from the highest levels, and some have ulterior motives. So be really careful about that. Really use discernment. You know, don't quit your day job, basically, you know, until you have the check in hand, you know. And also too, remember that these funds are humanitarian funds. You know, the first thing you don't do is go out and buy your triple decker ski lodge or boat or whatever else you got planned on. You know, it's like, let's take it from the bottom up. You know, let's take care of the people that don't have water. You know, they don't have bathrooms, they don't have you know, any kind of electricity or things like that. Let's you know, there's plenty of funds out there. You know, people going, you're coming from a lack consciousness. No, it's like, I'm coming from the law of one, basically. So You know, there are people in desperate need that don't have food, they don't have housing, they don't have fresh water, they don't have a place to relieve themselves, basically. So we need to really gear these funds towards that first. And you can, you know, when I travel down to Mexico, I have all these little outlets. I already know where a lot of these funds are going to go. And I know villages down there, and I know the a lot of the shamans and people down there that are really on the up and up. They're real people, and they'll know how to distribute the funds and do things right. It also, too, you know, there's an old saying, just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're enlightened. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're a shaman, it doesn't mean you're enlightened. Because there's a lot of them out there that are just making a buck, and they're cashing in on the shaman game, you know. So use discernment throughout all this stuff, because all that's is going to be revealed, you know, in the days to come. But, you know, I was wondering, here's a little audience participation. Is how many people have seen the Struck videos where Struck is testifying in the audience? It's like quite a few. Have you seen the guy shapeshift? Have you watched the shapeshifting going on? It's like you go, oh my God, that's not human, you know, when you look at these things. And there is a lot of CGI out there, nonsense going. And so what you're going to see in the future is you're going to see a lot of white hats being discredited, and through CGI, through, you know, they'll be sending them, you know, you get those things in the mail and it says, hey, James, haven't seen you for a while. And you pick on it, and all of a sudden it's this new woman on there or whatever. And you go, damn it. And you just delete it. You know, next thing you know, you know, you're on a file or something like that. So keep cleaning your computers. I've had that happen to me. I just go, what? Knock it off, you know, and I keep deleting these things. But anyway, you know, they've taken out a lot of people in the UFO research with that. You know, they entered stuff on their computer that wasn't theirs. They proved it was inserted. It wasn't even theirs. And still, it didn't matter. So there's going to be don't really believe what you hear, because there's so many shenanigans going on. We have to develop our own discernment, our own inner guides to see what's happening, you know, what's really happening. But the bottom line is it's all going to be revealed. And energetically, right now, the Earth is getting hammered at both ends. Right now, it's not just coming from the sun, it's coming from another direction. And huge input of energy, which is bringing everything up, and it's a process. And the old saying is, you know, consciousness and energy in, garbage out, you know, garbage up. That's what's happening. And so it's all going to be revealed, you know. I think it's the is it apocalypse or Armageddon? One of them just means the great uncovering, basically. It doesn't mean the end of the world. So basically, that's what's happening. We're in the great uncovering. Everything is going to be known. The masks are all going to come down, and you're going to see people's true nature. And you see people flip-flopping all over the place. And so also I wanted to talk a little bit about planned opposition, especially in the UFO community. There are so many people that are installed to control the narrative. And some of the people are doing it willingly, and some people are doing it in ignorance. And some of the people that have been doing it in ignorance are waking up. And you've probably seen that in the Wilcox letter and things like that. All of a sudden you realize, wait a second, these guys are Luciferian. I can't do this anymore. And they're pulling out of these programs, and they're starting to figure it out. It's funny because I've been talking about this for like quite a few years now, and now people are catching up to that, about what's going on. But we've been talking about this process since 1982. It's in the books, basically. I've written about it, the process that we're undergoing. But it falls right into the Native American prophecies, and that's come up quite a bit. So I want to repeat that. Wallace Black Elk, before he passed, shared with me some of the Lakota prophecies. And there's a lot of different prophecies out there. And what he says is there's a beast, and the beast is 2,000 miles wide, and that represents its reign. It's going to reign for 2,000 miles. And he said, the beast is all-consuming. It wants to control and dominate everyone and everything. And he said, just when you think there's no hope left, that everything's done, he said, what happens is the beast consumes itself. And then the star nations return, and everything is cleaned up, you know, and very rapidly with their technology. So I... I see that happening right now. They're here. They have to operate within universal law. They have to operate, you know, according to the divine right to stupidity. I mean, free will. Sorry about that. But some people are really abusing that right, you know. So, but anyway, there are consequences to that. But anyway, they have to operate under that. So things are happening slower than we think, and there's a bigger plan unfolding. And I know the Pleiadians told me years ago, before it even came out, they kept saying, talked about it earlier, they kept saying Q, Q. And I go, what is Q? Why do you keep saying Q? I go, when is all this going to end, you know? We're under draconian law. There's a lot of pain and suffering. There's way too much starvation, homeless. This is ridiculous. We live on an abundant planet. This has got to come to a close. And they kept saying Q, Q, follow the Q, you know, like Q. And I go, okay, who's Q? What is this, the Star Trek omnipresent guy, you know, that's going to wave his hand and make everything fixed? And they said, no. And they kept saying no. And I said, what the hell is Kuan Yin? I go, it must be Kuan Yin. They're saying no. But actually, Kuan Yin is playing a very big role in this. And with the dragon families and things like that, she's been appearing to them along with the Pleiadians and other beings. And then they told me that, and this is going to be upset a lot of people, but they told me that, I think it's Xi Jinping, what is his name? I can't, China, the, Xi Jinping, I think it is. I always say it wrong. But, Putin and Trump are all in contact. And there's a bigger picture happening here, and you're not going to hear about this. And so they're all working together along with the higher dimensional beings, and there is a plan unfolding. And so, I mean, people are going to start taking their shoes off and throwing them at me and things like that. But, you know, the I hate Trumpers and never whatever, those guys. But there is a bigger plan, and we've been so duped by the left-wing party. They have no solutions. All they have is meritless accusations. And, you know, I go, well, come up with a solution. You know, all you do is come up with how bad this and how bad that is. Well, give us a solution. When you ask for a solution, they go mute. They go, what's your solution? Kill him, get rid of him, hang him, you know, cut his head off. You know, and you go, no, we want a solution. That you define the problem and you blame this guy for the problem. So let's come up with a solution. How do you solve this problem? You know, and you don't hear it. So a lot of these things are amazing because, you know, the stuff that he's getting blamed for are things that are part of the Clinton and the Obama administration, you know, and the kids in cages, all that stuff was back in the Obama era when that was going on. So those things are changing right now. All those things are being changed. He inherited a lot of that stuff. And, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, to be honest with you, the movie The Apprentice, I couldn't stand that. You know, being a counselor, I go, you know what kind of trauma you're creating, you know, when you fire these people and on stage, you know, for everybody to see. I just, you know, that stuff really bothers me. It's because I know they're going to be coming to me later and asking for counseling and for help, and I'd rather just not having it happen in the first place. But anyway, we really need to keep our eyes open, keep our hearts open. And again, try it. Turn off the sound. And even these newscasters, turn off the sound. You know, like Anderson Cooper taking the moral high road. Are you serious? Look at this guy's background. You know, so these people, you know, you watch them like Adam Schiff. I mean, look at that guy. Talk about beady eyes, beady black eyes, you know. If when you're aware of these energies, look at their faces, look and feel it. What does this feel like? Do you want to go out to dinner with this guy? You know, it's like, or girl or woman, and is it really a woman? You know, who knows what's in there? But you know, so we really have to start using spiritual discernment now. And one of the best ways is just turn the sound off and watch their faces and things like that. We're not going to do questions right now, but we'll later on. But anyway, we really have to watch what's going on. And nobody's perfect, but the plan, the big plan is that there is a global elite, there is a deep state, they have to be removed, period. The people removing them are not perfect. You know, they're not saints, but their hearts are in the right space and they're doing the right thing now. You know, they may have done some things in the past. You know, it's funny, look at Kennedy, you know, he had quite a interesting past, but he did some great things, you know, while he was there, and got killed for it, basically. So that's not going to happen this time. That's why you have ships following Air Force One right now. It's on Fox News. There's two ships cruising right along, but it's amazing. But the but anyway, the stuff going on right now, all I can say is I don't like politics. I don't like to get involved in that stuff. I don't get involved in religions and things like that, but it's gotten critical right now, and there's so much lack of discernment happening on the planet right now. And look at the big goal first. Forget about all the nitpicking stuff. The big goal is planetary freedom and actually freeing up the resources and funds so we can get on a more equal footing. And there's so much funding right and money. There's no reason anybody should starve. Anybody should go without. We have technology that we can do. We have replicators on the planet right now. We can replicate anything we want. We have free energy. We have anti-gravity, counter-gravity. We have med beds and all these things that can totally regenerate the body. All of these things, a lot of this suffering and pain is not necessary. We have the technology to do it. So it's one of my goals is to bring that out, you know, and help bring these new technologies out and things of that nature. And which brings me up to another one. There is a person out there that says he's here to bring out the free technology, but all of his funds go to his own personal real estate and other things we can't even mention. And he goes around, and I was there and watched him do it. He tries to tie up the technology, and he demands 51% of the technology, because he's the only guy that can get it out, because he has all the political connections to make it happen, which he really doesn't. But you should think about that. If he has all these political connections and he's in bed with the Podestas and the Clintons and brags about it, you might want to rethink that. And why does he need 51% of the scientists' technology? Because once you have 51%, you own it. You can lock it up, you can tie it up, and you're never going to see it. You know, so I would really reevaluate these things. If you have people out there saying, there are no negative ETs, open wide, stop being spiritual snobs and let anything come into your body, that's the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard. And there are people in the UFO community saying that have bought into that. And if you look behind them, you'll see these gray reptilian hybrids, things of that nature standing right, if you're clairvoyant. Or if you trust your feeling, you won't be able to stay in the room, which has happened before, you know. So we have to learn to trust ourselves, trust our own feeling nature. And also, if something isn't right, it probably isn't right, you know. Like, do the research. It's very important right now. And that's what you're seeing in all walks of life. Even the UFO community, there's a big shakeup going on, and the frauds are being exposed, you know. And actually, the people that are real are under severe attack right now. So, you know, to me, I see people get really shook up by this, and people, you know, call them frauds and challenge, and they try to set them up and challenge them. To me, it's like, I think it's funny. You know, when they try it on me, I just start laughing. I think it's hilarious. Because I know who I am, I know why I'm here, and I know what I'm doing. I've never said I'm perfect, and I'm not anybody's savior, and I'm not your guru, because you are. And I'm here to empower people. But, you know, you're going to see a lot of that, and you can't fold in, you know, when they start making stuff up or trying to discredit you, you know. And you have to come from a space where, you know, it's not an unloving space, but you have to get to that loving detachment where you just don't care. You don't care what people think about you, you know. If they start throwing stones at you, you just say, yeah, thank you for establishing your character and your ignorance. Have a nice day, and you walk on. You know, you move out. You don't let it take you down, you know, and there's a lot of that happening. So I wanted to cover that just in the monologue. The stuff is coming up right now. People are acting really bizarre. Their masks are coming down. There's a lot of walk-ins and step-ins of things that aren't so positive. And there's also the benevolent ones that are coming in too as well to clean this up. So part of this negative thing that we're seeing and all the chaos we're seeing is actually a good thing, because it's just everything coming to the surface. And there's a force behind that that's beyond imagination that can't be stopped. It's you know, the powers and the forces behind the planetary liberation cannot be stopped. They're so massive. You saw them, you'd go, oh my God. And the only thing they're waiting for is us. They don't want to traumatize us. They don't want to trespass on free will, but sometimes they do have to come in and you know, clean things up. You know, it's like you get a cut, you know, and all of a sudden you get all this bacteria and crap and dirt in the cut, and you're going, okay, I might want to use a little antiseptic on this or something just to save the whole organism. And that's kind of the case right now. It's like some things have gotten so bad they're going to have to come in and start doing some surgical removals and cleanups on certain areas. So there's a big cleanup on aisle 7 going on. And we're part of it. We're the ground crew. You know, you wouldn't be here if you weren't part of that in some unique way. But anyway, I really wanted to cover that. So, you know, you're not going crazy. People are losing it. The world is going a little nuts right now. If you can get out in nature, do your clearing work, you know, learn how to heal unseen negative influences. It's on our website. It's in the books. If you go to the bookstore, all this information's in the books. It's really good to get that information and get the tools you need to get through these shifts and these times. And there's other technologies we're going to be sponsoring really quick here that are also going to help. But it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And the things stopping these things from coming forward have to be removed. And then it's going to be a huge tidal wave for all these technologies to come out and information. It's already, you know, it's like the kid with his finger in the dike, you know. He keeps putting his finger in the dike and the water's building up and the dam's going up. It's not going to work, you know. That's temporary. And that's what they're doing. They're patching right now. So the dark hearts are trying to patch here, and they're doing all this patchwork, but they can't stop it. It's too big. So anyway, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about tonight. I wanted to bring some people on and take it up to a higher note about some of the things that have happened here at the ranch. And I wanted to start with Jerry. So bring Jerry up on the show here. Thank you, Jerry, for coming on the show.
Appreciate it, James.
Now, you're a pilot, correct?
Correct.
And you had an experience the other night that you were willing to share with us. I'd like to hear it in your words about what you saw here at the ranch.
As you said, my name's Jerry, and I'm really glad to be here. I'm from the Phoenix area, and I've been following James for quite a while, and this was my first opportunity last night to come here. And it started off with the sky viewing, and that in itself was amazing. We saw a number of UFOs, different shapes, different sizes, moving over the sky in different ways. But then also, we saw the orbs with a little bit of assistance with infrared and illumination goggles. And that in itself was amazing. And then I decided I was tired and I was a little bit cold, so I went back to where I was staying. And I was lucky that I'm in, it's called the Eagle's Nest, which is a nice little house on a pond. And so it's really comfortable and it's a really great atmosphere. And nature called about 4 o'clock in the morning. You can say it's my guy, but it's really actually nature's what called me. And I decided to fill his pond up a little bit more. And so I'm out there filling his pond a little bit more. And I saw a white craft. And it would it'd be about the size of a pea, or like the end of my finger. It was significantly larger than anything I'd seen earlier. It was moving from left to right. And like I said, I've flown a lot. It didn't have any, didn't have strobe on it. Didn't have position lights on it. There was no sound, none whatsoever. It was too big to be International Space Station, and it's way too big to be a satellite. And it was moving experience, and was kind of shocking to see it. And I was lucky that I had a session with James later that day, and I told him about that. And during the session, he had asked a person he identified as my guy, "Was that you?" And he said, "Yes, just saying hi." So really great things happen out here, and I've always liked what he said, believing is seeing. If you do believe, if you're open to possibilities, then there's a lot of opportunity to see and to learn.
All right. Hey, well, thank you so much for sharing on the show. Also, too, next time, hit the fruit trees, will you? They love it. Anyway, we've got, I'm going to bring Frank up on the show. So, Frank, can you join us?
Awesome. Glad to be here, James, as usual.
And so you're, actually, you're the banjo player behind the opening that we did on the show.
Yeah, I fell around with the banjo a little.
And you come out here, how many times have you been out here?
This is my sixth time. I've been coming here since 2012.
And so you've seen all kinds of ships and orbs and everything. But just recently, I mean, would you say it hasn't stopped? It's still ongoing? Or
this place is so amazing. Every time I come here, I'm amazed by the activity that's going on here with all the orbs and the mountain. There's activity on the mountain. It's 13 miles away and it lights up like a Christmas tree, even though there's nobody up there. The ships never disappoint. I come here and I know they're going to be flying over. And I think that sometimes people suffer from preconceived notions of what a ship should look like, because they were in Star Trek and Star Wars, and if it doesn't look like the Enterprise, then then it must be a Firefly or all lightning.
I have four of those, actually. I have a photograph of four ships, and they look just like the Starship Enterprise. But they're lit. They're bright light, but they have the two little things on the back and everything, the saucer in the front. It's pretty amazing. So we do have that.
Right. So if you do the research, you know that there's all kinds of different shapes and sizes of ships that come through here. Before I came here, I researched it, and I was just blown away by a mountain of evidence of all the different ships that come through here. And I was compelled to come here. It's such an amazing place, and so many amazing people that come here who have amazing experiences, too.
These ships and everything, it's not... A lot of people go off, you just want to see a ship, and you want to do a bunch of drugs, and you want to see a ship go to the ranch. Well, first of all, we don't do drugs here. We have a drug-free policy. No alcohol, no drug-free. It's a drug-free zone. And second of all, it's not just seeing the ships, it's actually you're interacting with them. So would you say there's definitely a communication, energetic interaction with the ships?
I would definitely say that. The way they do what you call a power-up, They flash, they turn, they interact with each other, and we have laser beams and we shoot them up. They light up as a kind of a reaction to our shooting up the laser beams. And there is a feeling in the field of giddiness and silliness, and everybody becomes happy. And it's really a joyous occasion for people with open minds.
Yeah. And there's a lot of protection here, People don't realize there are some ships that are not in our highest and best good. It's part of the archons are some negative grays, some reptilian serpent beings, hybrids, reptilian gray hybrids, things like that. That's all part of the archon network. And actually, that's very, very well monitored here. And they do, take care of business if one does try to interfere. So overall, when you say it's a very safe place to have an experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the higher dimensional beings, they're always here to protect and to inspire and to, they're in service, they're here to help with the healing and awakening of humanity. Mm-hmm. And the people who come here, they're here for a reason.
Yeah.
They're curious. And there's something inside that says, we're not alone.
Yeah. And I know if people do come here with a nefarious reason, they seem to have the other kind of experience.
Absolutely.
They find themselves laid out in a field of shaking. and so that's kind of interesting, too. So a lot of people say, where's your security? How come you don't have 10 bodyguards? And I said, I do. You just don't see them.
Absolutely.
But... I've already died a few times, so what the heck, I just get to go home. But anyway, I said overall, I can't thank you enough for all your support, coming up to the ranch, and you've been a great ally in bringing this information out, and looking forward to hanging out with you more.
Thank you, my brother, and this is the most amazing place in in the whole world, according to me.
All right.
All right. So,
thanks, Gene.
All right. So, you know, one thing we haven't had right now, and I always try to keep things balanced, and there's been no women up in this chair. So if any women, oh, we do?
Me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we want to bring some women up here and talk about their experience, because it's something that just hasn't been in the UFO community, especially. They've been kind of pushed out because they talk more about the heart and the spiritual side of things, the children and things like that. And that's not given a voice, unfortunately. Mary Rodwell covered that extensively on her last on the show last time. But I always try to bring, when we have our conferences, there's usually more women speaking.
Yeah.
And so I try to support that. But I'd like to hear from your perspective.
Yeah.
How was your experience?
It's been wonderful. My first time. And I was here Thursday night, saw the ships. And then last night, of course, the beings on the mountain, that was, I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. And then this afternoon, I was playing my heart chakra, my big crystal heart chakra bowl, in one of the wheel, not the Palladium wheel, it's the other one with all the different, I think they call it the galactic wheel, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. And I could hear this way behind me.
Yeah.
And I was like, they didn't ever appear to me, but I could hear them and I could feel them, the Bigfoot. So,
the Bigfoot.
Yeah. And I said, come on, I'm ready. So, yeah, it's, you know what, when I got here, James, it's just everything that I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. I hoped it would be, you know, sometimes you think it's going to be something, and then it's not. It was.
Oh, thank you.
It was. It is. And I love it here.
We've had these grave diggers, and they're undermining our whole pump room, and they tore all the insulation out and everything. So we're using peanut butter and the ham heart traps and just taking them across the river and drop them off. Don't tell my neighbors. And so the peanut butter kept disappearing, you know, and I'm going, I said, whoever's taking this peanut butter is taking the lid off, eating all the peanut butter and putting the lid back on. Now, a raccoon could probably take the lid off, maybe, but why would they put the lid back on?
It got into my, on Thursday and got my bread.
Yeah, so they do that. So I've been just buying organic peanut butter and apples and putting it out there and say, okay, this is for you, you know. So it's kind of interesting. But there's so many people that have seen. We had two brothers a week ago. Mm-hmm. Bigfoot walked right up to them and they saw him straight away. And they said the energy was so overwhelming. They went into tears. They had a hard time talking about it. It was so powerful. And then there's a woman named Tiffany that was here with Larkin O'Toole, which is Peter O'Toole's son, and they had a major sighting, and Bigfoot came in.
Yeah.
Did a little cameo for them.
I heard that story.
Yeah. Yep. So,
on your show.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, there's so many people who've seen Bigfoot. Right. All the locals know it's real.
Right.
You know, so if you do anything out in the forest, especially if you get into their territory and start messing around, they start going.
Right.
Pine cones and little rocks at you, and if you keep going, the rocks get bigger.
Oh,
and so it's good to turn around.
I'm glad to hear they stopped the logging.
Yeah, they did. They stopped some logging in certain areas
and
things like that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so you've seen the ships
and you've seen
the orbs and
the orbs,
and the medicine wheel, the galactic medicine wheel.
Yes, I could actually hear them, not just feel them. I could hear them, feel them. And I just kept playing my bowl, thinking, I wasn't sure if it would hurt their ears.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's okay. I figured they would.
Big rock will come and hit your crystal ball.
It'll be shattered.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's amazing here, just amazing. I can't stop walking around and talking to the trees.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go bother some, as a matter of fact. The All babies. Right.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We're going to bring Robert up on the show here. If there's any other women out there that want to come forward, need a little woman's voice, it'd be nice. We support that here.
Well, it's kind of weird being on this side of the camera.
Yeah.
And it is bright.
Yeah, so Robert's been doing a lot of our camera work and filming the conferences and this show, doing the green screen, all the other awesome stuff here. It's been a godsend. You know, before we were just like faking it, trying to make it work. And he came and brought the professional into it. But you've had some experiences here, and I wanted to talk a little bit about one of your recent experiences, or your story about what happened with the missing time. And
well, my whole family's here tonight, and some of them haven't heard about it. So here it goes. A couple weeks ago, we were at a conference. We were shooting video. My grandson, Colton, was with me. And as we were leaving the, well, we left late Sunday night after we wrapped. And I normally don't go down Little Mountain Road down to Warner that turns into 141. Well, this time, it was dark, and I just said, well, that's closer. So I hit my GPS on my car, and I went that direction. Everything was fine. It got me to 141. And then things started getting strange from there. Basically, I my grandson was already conked out. I kept looking over at him, and I found I was missing time. And it was about 45 minutes. And also something I didn't tell you, James, is when we came back up on Friday, we timed how long it takes to get from BZ Corner to the top of Warner Road on 141. Mm-hmm. It was 9 minutes. Yeah. And I usually drive 55, 60, just like everyone else. Anyway, shortly after I turned on 141, I was, let's say, picked up, mm-hmm. and then I was put back, but it was about 45 minutes later, and I found that my, this is another thing I didn't tell you about, James, my GPS on my car was off, and I was doing 35 miles per hour, and lo and behold, here's BZ Corner. And I just thought I was losing my mind. The only thing that kept me sane is I kept looking over at my grandson, Colton, and he was fine and oblivious. So I felt pretty secure about that. Anyway, my GPS was completely wiped out of my car, the onboard computer system, everything went down. There's no record that that ever happened. And it cost me $149 to reload it. So, yes, and at any rate, so I've been having memories, and, you know, I have a lot of support here at Eastetti, and we have talked about it with multiple people, and James, you looked into it a little bit. You want to tell them what?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, a lot of people talk about implants and things like that, and he actually had his implants removed. So he was taken out, they removed the implants, they actually did some DNA changes. And afterwards you said that you were like totally on high or
feeling
great. And
yeah.
Everything, yeah.
And little bits and pieces keep coming back.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating, you know, and it's a little shocking for people, you know, here it's great. You know, I can talk to all of you and you're gonna be all ears and you know what happened. And it's I'm still coming to terms with it, but with all the support I get here at the ranch, I feel great. Basically, I've been told I was healed, and I was upgraded. Now, the healing part I can feel pretty good. The upgraded part, I'll have to get back to you on. So
well, that's that bliss you've been feeling.
Yeah.
The upgrade.
No, it's been fantastic. Hey, I did want to talk about today. I did a little recon on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of you last night, I was out there with the infrared, and I was sharing that with you, and we saw all the lights in the mountain, right? Well, today we took a little drive with my family, and we went way up there, and I brought the camera we're shooting this with. And if you watch on YouTube in a couple of days, the sheer cliff that I was filming will be right here. And I'll be sure to get that in there. At any rate, Where we were seeing those lights last night, and there were several of you that we were interacting, it's a sheer cliff. I have the video, and like I said, it will be right here. So remember to watch on YouTube. He said he started.
Yeah, if you go up there too, you'll see this just lava face, a huge lava face, and it's swirled. Like some force has swirled it, and that's what they told me. That's how they opened the door. You'll never find a door if you go up there, but a G-force starts spinning, the swirls, everything opens up, they go in and out, it closes, and then you have lava face again. You know, so, and we have footage of door opening and closing, we have ships coming out of it, everything, you know. So it's, Peter Slattery had some great footage of ships coming right out of the cave up above that, so. And even beings walking out of the door, and I know, John Bamanco actually remote viewed it, and he said there's actually beings walking around with Merkabas in there, that they are the ship.
Yeah, I mean, light beings. Right, a lot of us, we all saw them last night in the infrared. It was fascinating. And if you're listening out there in radio land and you haven't been here, you need to come. Come see it. Come see it for yourself. Yeah. They're here. I'm going to put up the lights I caught with my infrared last night. The recon footage of the mountain, and decide for yourself, but keep an open mind and a loving heart. What did I say?
Yeah, open mind, loving heart, and pure intent.
There you go.
All right, thank you so much for coming on the show. Yeah, and that'll be on the eSETI Stargate on the YouTube channel. All right. We're not quackers, no. Duck. So can I throw this at somebody and tell you to duck? Yes. did you want to come? Oh great, we have one more victim to bring up to this. Great, awesome. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
And state your name and.
My name is Brenda Kirkby, and my family doesn't know I'm here.
Right now.
So I'm probably about 50%, was probably about 50% skeptic, 50% believer.
That's healthy. It's healthy to have discernment.
Yeah. And so, you know, I had heard about this place for a few years, mm-hmm. so I came here. And Thursday night, I went to bed too early. I was just too dang tired. But so last night, I saw my first UFO, and I'm so excited.
Oh, great. You see the really big one that came over?
The really big one that came over.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Thursday night was pretty crazy too. We had some great. I had multiple power ups. I got it all on film and things of that nature. So we got some pretty good footage on that as well.
And so anyway, there was a young lady standing in the audience next to me last night, and she had her phone out. And she was like, I just went out there and I just took this video and look what I saw. And I'm like, yeah, right. So I just went out to the medicine wheel this morning. Uh-huh. I took one video. Okay, so in that video, I got something appearing like right above the mountain. Uh-huh. And then I saw something that, you know, may have been whatever. And then I got a bug. So, So I have like all three different things that to show.
Okay.
To compare them.
We'll share them with Robert. Maybe we can put them up on the screen.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you joined us. You know, you joined the deplorable UFO.
The deplorable UFO community.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
No, just kidding. You know, it's funny that 99% of the people in Texas say UFOs exist in a poll. And in the 80s, they're doing these polls, and they're up to 86% of people saying that UFOs exist and there's a government cover-up. So, you know, when people go, I don't believe in that, just say, you're the minority. You know, now they think they're the authority.
Maybe 86% of Texans already been abducted.
Yeah, they have a lot of flyovers there, a lot of stuff. But I know a few people, I wish they'd abduct and leave out in space. Can't say that on the air.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for
sharing.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming up and sharing.
We have some more
to write. Okay, great. Looks like we have one. All right, welcome to the show. You can just say your first name.
Nina.
Nina.
Yeah.
So what do you have to share?
First of all, I want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I want to thank you for coming back to the planet and for doing the courageous work that you do. And I know you probably don't think it's courageous. It probably is just following your heart's voice.
Sometimes I think it's really stupid. People go, are you nuts? Probably. Yeah.
What I wanted to share with you is about a communication that I got from the Andromeda Council of Light, a council on which I sit, and communication is an aspect of me, speaking to me on the planet. And it was the day of our president's visit with Putin. And the communication said that the reason there was nobody in the room, except for the translators, was because the galactics were present. So it's confirmation of what you said.
Oh, great. Awesome.
And the reason humanity did not know that this was occurring is because we're not quite ready to handle that information. So I love that you validated what I know to be true.
Oh, great.
So I thank you for that. And I'd like to share with you, you had trouble with the leader of China's name?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have trouble with the Supreme Leader of North Korea,
Kim Jong-un.
Okay, so bear with me, and this is going to be very feminine conversation. I was having a facial. And while I was being tended to, he showed up. This has never happened. It very much surprised me. And it was a very short conversation. But his words to me were, I'm sad that I was born onto the planet at this particular time. And can you give me advice on how to, I can't forget his verb. I do forget his verb, excuse me. But he was seeking advice on how to cope with being on the planet. And all I remember is saying, seek the advice of the Ascended Masters. Isn't it curious that following that, there was a meeting with the President of the United States? I had another facial.
We only have 2 minutes left. So.
Oh, right. And he came back and we had a conversation this time. And it was about, can you be a supreme leader in North Korea and give human rights to your people?
Nice. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much
for
sharing that. Yeah, as I was saying, there's so much going on behind the scenes we don't know about. And if we did, we'd probably do a 180 in our belief systems. And, you know, think about the word believe. There's always a lie in belief. So no matter what you believe, it's not always 100%. And so we have to be open to change and open for maybe a different story. But when you see the big picture and you see what's happening in the big picture, it's amazing what's happening and what's going down. And so a lot of these leaders were being held hostage. They were doing what they were forced to do and to keep the war industry going and a lot of these other programs. And so they've been freed now. And so now they can come out and do right by their people, basically. And that's basically what's going to be happening. So we're in the middle of that right now. It's a massive change, and we need to get behind it. So, you know, the bottom line, what's pressing in is the higher consciousness and energy from all these other planes and dimensions. We're not alone in the universe. There's whole civilizations that are operating what you call Christ or Buddha consciousness that are coming in and helping us right now. The Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Sirians, Andromedans, Arcturians, there's so many out there, the Galactic Federation, are all working to help liberate the Earth and end this draconian grid we've been under for so long. and free up the people and bring in, you know, the fuelless energy technologies, the healing technologies, and all these other things. It's unstoppable. It is going to happen. And it's great to be alive right now and watch all this happen. It's amazing. So on that note, we've got to sign off. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I can't thank everybody enough for coming to the show and sharing your energies. And as we say, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, watch the skies. And just remember, if you want to see an ET, go in the bathroom, turn on the light, and look in the mirror. Because we've been colonized several times. Anyway, James Gillen, sign off. As You Wish Talk Radio, have a great evening. Good night. Thank you.